I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Accused NSA leaker reality winner entered a guilty plea in an Augusta federal courtroom today. The 26-year-old former contractor at Fort Gordon had been in jail for more than a year awaiting trial on charges that she shared classified documents with an online news outlet. According to the online news publication The Intercept, the document was an analysis of Russian cyber attacks on a voting software supplier. Although she'll be sentenced at a later date, the AJC reports that her plea deal calls for her to serve 5 years and 3 months in federal prison. Winner is the first person to be prosecuted by the Trump administration for leaking sensitive government information to the press. Well, flames and fireworks rocketed skyward in a chaotic scene at the Georgia State Capitol this morning. This as a veteran set himself on fire using gasoline and the holiday explosives. A Georgia State Patrol officer rushed to the scene with a fire extinguisher and was able to put out the flames. According to WXIA, the male veteran was alive when he was transported to an area hospital but had suffered severe burns. No word yet on the man's identity or why he ignited himself. Well, in the wake of the U.S. Supreme Court's decision this morning upholding President Trump's travel ban, several organizations are holding a protest rally this afternoon. The court announced its decision today in Hawaii versus Trump, saying that the president does have the authority to impose the travel ban as a matter of national security. The 6 p.m. protest rally at the Russell Federal Building on Ted Turner Drive Southwest in Atlanta is being organized by several groups, including Project South, CARE Georgia, the Georgia Latino Alliance for Human Rights, Black Alliance for Just Immigration, Women Watch Africa Incorporated, the Southeast Immigrant Rights Network, ACLU of Georgia, and the Southern Poverty Law Center. DeKalb County Schools and the City of Atlanta are preparing to face off in court and at the state capitol. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports on the latest conflict over Atlanta's annexation of Emory University and the surrounding neighborhood.
Friday morning, a Fulton County judge will decide if DeKalb schools can defer a deadline for a handful of students to move to Atlanta public schools. Earlier this month, DeKalb filed a lawsuit claiming Atlanta used bait-and-switch tactics while annexing Emory, the CDC, and Children's Health Care of Atlanta by extending school system boundaries. The City of Atlanta originally agreed to not move the students, but at the last minute, they altered their boundaries to include the new area. Tuesday morning, the state Senate is also holding a committee meeting to determine the financial impact of annexation on the schools. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
Atlanta rapper T.I. says he will not support the upcoming Super Bowl in Atlanta because of the league's new policy on players kneeling during the national anthem. Last month, the NFL mandated that players who didn't stand during the song would have their teams fined. Speaking on BET, T.I. says the league is not hearing the concerns of minority fans.
It's really like you want us to shut up and take what we got coming to us in our communities. And if that's what you think about us, then why should we, like, really spend our money and show our extreme support of your corporation?
The NFL anthem demonstrations began in 2016 as a protest against police brutality and racial inequality. Atlanta is set to host its third Super Bowl next February at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And the Atlanta Dream traveled to Chicago for a noontime game tomorrow against the Sky. With a 7-6 record, the Dream are ranked third in the WNBA Eastern Conference. The Sky are ranked fifth. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and Twitter at GPB News.